Well, this past week, Representative Carter, a little drama at the state capitol, a bit of a standoff between the House and the Senate on tax cuts. Now, the rhetoric got somewhat heated this past week, so why don't you give me your explanation of what went down?
Well, I think, as you know, we've had numerous tax proposals that have been on the table, both in the House and Senate for some time now, and even some more to come. And I think what you saw was the House just in a position where the House was not ready to make any final decisions on what tax proposals were going to fill up the bucket, so to speak. And there's been a lot of due diligence that's gone into and debate that's gone into to how how broad they need to be and in what amount. And so I think from the most simplistic standpoint, it's just people just weren't ready to move.
Do you think we have too many tax cuts on the table? I mean, somebody's not going to get theirs accomplished.
Correct. And I'm glad they're all there. I think that wherever we started the session, I think we moved somewhere beyond that. I think there will be some additional tax cuts in addition to the grocery tax. And I'm glad all the proposals are there. I mean, I think the people of Arkansas expect us to this body to make the right decisions on which tax cuts need to be implemented. And I think from the House perspective, there's the line of thought is, and we'd like to see potentially some more broad-based, long-term real tax reform than some of the other proposals. But as we've said, I've said consistently over the last several weeks, there are a lot of good ideas out there, and ultimately it's just a matter of priority and what's going to be the most beneficial for the entire state. And I think that, again, the bottom line yesterday was that the House was not ready to make that decision on which one of those or individual bills or on a collective basis that which ones they needed to be. So I think it was just a matter of they just weren't ready.
Well, tell me how this process is going to work from your perspective for whittling down these tax cut proposals. As you said, it's going to be all about priorities. So do you and someone from the Senate end kind of get together and build this consensus and set these priorities?
Well, I think the first thing that has to be done is how much. And how much can responsibly be cut in taxes and trying to address all the needs in the governor's budget proposal and, of course, to accommodate the balanced budget requirements. So first and foremost is, there has to be a determination on, what is the proper amount of tax cuts that needs to be implemented and to remain responsible and to be effective. So having said that, the second part of that equation is, once that amount is determined, is, what are the most effective ways to utilize utilize those dollars in a sense of tax cuts. And I think that, there are a lot of good ideas. The House has passed several measures already that are waiting their day in the Senate, and the Senate has done the same. And I think what you saw yesterday was just, simply put, as a part of the process that I hope will facilitate, some compromise on ultimately what gets enacted.
Well, you talked about how much can be responsibly cut from the state budget. You guys have basically taken the governor's $130 million in growth revenue from his balanced budget proposal, and you're using that. I'd say somewhere between $60 and $70 million has kind of been the political football you guys have considered for this full realm of potential tax cuts. What's the high ceiling in your book, and how far do you think you can go?
I think that's certainly at the high end. I mean, I don't think there's any real effort ongoing to decrease, to go anything beyond, we're certainly going to fund the base and adequacy request on K-12, and that's, another $55 million. And we are still in the process of evaluating the prison reform bill. If that gets enacted, there's going to be some costs there. A lot of things that that are still we haven't addressed yet. But I think maybe that's the high end. You know, I think from the low end, you know, I think, you know, you're looking at, you know, $30 to $40 million in tax relief. And, you know, there's more than that on the table today, as you said. And back to the other previous question, it's just a matter of once that amount is determined, you know, what makes sense for Arkansas and how we use up those dollars.
Representative Carter, you and Senator Dismang have filed a series of shell bills that at this point would adjust the personal income tax brackets in Arkansas. Can I tell me what you're waiting on and what are you wanting to accomplish with those bills?
Senator Dismang and I did file two separate bills. He's co-sponsor on my House bill, and I am a co-sponsor on his Senate bill. The idea that we are working on is to take a real close look and evaluate on a personal income level the brackets that we use. In Arkansas, for example, I mean, you're in the highest tax bracket at $32,700 and some change. I mean, that's pretty close. You know, from a big picture standpoint, I think from a difference to be classified as on a federal level is in poverty to being in the highest tax bracket is $14,000 or $15,000. So we're waiting on some numbers from DFNA. Jonathan's bill was separated into several individual bills where we can see the impact as we move and try to tweak the brackets, and ultimately we will try to back into what's a reasonable amount of impact into the big bill that we have filed in the House.
Do you think that this tax reform effort between you and Senator Dismang could ultimately be the compromise legislation in this tax cut debate, the one that everybody could kind of get behind if all of these nickel and dime tax cut proposals don't find some sort of consensus?
I don't know. I think that a lot of that is going to depend on what the impact numbers are. You know, we're going to be responsible about what we do. I mean, the governor is right when he says we need to be responsible. We're looking at these tax cuts. We're going to be responsible. So a lot of that is going to depend on what the impact is. Can we do it all this time? Don't know. Can we start talking about it this session, work towards that in future sessions? You know, maybe. You know, I look at what, you know, Governor Beebe has done with the grocery tax. I mean, it's, you know, he's handled it, you know, brilliantly. I mean, he says, you know, we're going to do this from, you know, over a period of time, and we're going to take a measured approach. Do you use that methodology towards, you know, a broader income tax reform? I mean, it makes sense to do that. Today, as I sit here, I just don't have the numbers or the data to comment on it.